That was Heliofluid by Petroform off their album Chiptunes Equals Win. This is DJ Chris Lyon. You are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is On My Wings by Korsky. That was Destroy by You off the Sound Voltex soundtrack.
Amazing track.
Yeah. Oh my God. So many of these are like, wow, I really wish I did more rhythm game stuff.
Like I said.
Yeah, I know.
It'll happen.
Like I will stop. I will finally stop playing on my like dinky little iPad.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not a mini.
I have a mini. It's good enough for what I use it for.
That's fair. I mean, I literally use my iPad for like two things now. I mean, it's rhythm game, and also one of my jobs requires me to use it.
Well, there you go. Mine is purely for games, and then like messing around on like the internet or watching streams. I've been using it more lately. It's just useful, you know.
It really is, but it's like
years ago, I was like, I'll never get an iPad. They're stupid. Then I was like, oops, they're fun.
Yeah.
I was actually working at a job. It was a call center. Don't ever work at a call center. I was working at a job, and in the lounge they had like just rows of iPads set up.
Oh,
so of
and
course
just
I was like,
on your break, you'd go.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not supposed to install apps, but I'll install some apps on here. And like, oh, like these are cool, these are fun. And I'm like, oops, I accidentally want one. Oops, I could accidentally afford one. How much is a Mini 2 on eBay? Under 200? Yeah, let's get it.
Oh, wow.
And it was jailbreak. It was firmware. I could jailbreakable. So, of course, it's jailbreaking, broken. I'm getting tired. I'm
English.
Okay.
English.
Yeah. I've been dancing for 2 hours straight.
And we got one to go. But
one
we're going
to go.
I mean, we're gonna have
going in overtime.
We're going to have reinforcements.
We will.
We are going to have
reinforcements. And I'm sitting down more often now. I'm, like, pacing myself because I can only rage so hard for so long. 2 hours yeah. seems to be my limit. My body is reminding me, your shows are only 2 hours long.
Yeah, actually, most shows are not supposed to be 2 hours long over
well,
here.
Mine are. Mine were.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you just not have enough DJs to fill?
No. I just had my 2 hours, and it didn't matter if there was someone on or not on before or after, but it was like 2 hours, and I'm out of there. I'm sure I could have gone on longer, but I didn't want to stay past 2 a.m. I didn't want to stay past, like, I should go home and sleep. Or I would go home and actually edit the show and upload it to my... my what the heck do you call it podcast,
yeah,
which I will link to you later.
Sweet.
And share, but you know, not over the air. It's a long URL.
Let's not do that.
feeds.feedburner.com/Hulix, I think.
Hey,
I think, I don't know. NSFW for music content. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually the first time I've run over 2 hours. Most people here actually stick with an hour. Supposedly, you're only allowed to have a 2-hour show if you do like 1,000 volunteer hours.
I can't believe you're breaking the rules.
Well, no. Here's what happened. I had a graveyard shift. I had like a 2 to 3 a.m. slot, and then there was a show before me, and I was like, okay. And then 3 weeks later, the show disappeared from the schedule, and I'm like, can I take that slot?
So you wanted to go longer.
Yeah, I always wanted to go longer. I mean, because an hour was restricting. An hour is where it got fun. And an hour is still where it gets fun, honestly.
Yeah, I basically, when I'm DJing, like my first hour is like warm up, basically.
Yeah. I've just been running 2-hour slots since then. And because I had 2-hour slots the previous semester, each exec is like, 2 hours the next semester. And so I have community members who have been here for a while being like, why do you have a 2-hour slot? And I'm like, this happened. I kind of got lucky because it was like right before my slot.
You're just special.
Yeah, I am a snowflake.
Don't even.
No. No. Oh my God. Yeah, we are going to hopefully have reinforcements coming by our next mic break.
If the tea fixes itself.
Yeah, and that was 12 minutes ago, so, I mean, they're certainly at Davis like 10 minutes ago, so we'll see when they get off the 94-96 then over here.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. In the meantime, we're probably going to throw on one or two tracks.
Yeah, what are we putting on?
What are we putting on?
You should pick something. I've been picking everything, but...
You have been picking most things,
or
but
throw something out at me. I know you don't know this stuff. That's why it's fun.
Yeah, I don't... I mean...
Recommend me something, and I'll probably say yes in varying levels of enthusiasm.
Have we put on Identity Sequence yet?
We have not. That's a really good track. It's kind of trancey. It's good.
Okay, let's do it.
Everything's good. It's just different levels of good, so... Go ahead and introduce this one.
Yeah. So this is Identity Sequence featuring Jillian Aversa by Zircon off their... this looks like a single by the same name. Yep. And enjoy once... Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Remember by Mind in a Box, and before that was Over and Out by Sandler 23. This is Children of the Dark by Mono Inc.
Sauce. federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That was Children of the Dark by Mono Inc. off their album Together Till the End. So, we do have one more special guest coming on the air, and I do believe they are being fetched right now. So we're working on that. In the meantime, I'm in the studio alone. We're just gonna play one more track. This is the Seduction Vocal Remix by NC feat. The NRG Factory. Enjoy. That was the vocal remix of Seduction by NC featuring the Energy Factory. And we would like to introduce our second special guest to the show.
Hi, hello, how's it going?
Hello.
My name is Adrian. I also go by the name of Fuzzy Proxy on both in my music and on Twitter.
Woo!
Woo, hello. Whoa. It's nice to be here.
You should push your own music because it's good.
I should. Yeah. Listen to my chiptune stuff. I also, like Kid Internet over here, do chiptune music. Just go to my SoundCloud or to my Bandcamp, both Fuzzy Proxy. I just dropped a new single. It's called Crack Foundation. I also am a part of a compilation album that's supporting the ACLU called Chip for Change.
And that's super important right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Literally all proceeds from that go to the ACLU. Otherwise, you can grab it as a free download. It's at extraguy.bandcamp.com. Also, last push, real quick, because I feel like it's important. I run a net label. That net label is called Out and Loud Records. It is an exclusively queer electronic music net label that is focusing on artists based out of both the United States and Canada. So check out our sampler sometime on Bandcamp.
Out and Loud Records, you say?
Yes.
Is it just outandloudrecords.bandcamp.com?
Yes, it is. Out and Loud. The ampersand is in the SoundCloud name, but not in the Bandcamp name, because that's not how URLs work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you were able to conquer the broken down boss and run over here to deliver that plug.
Yeah. I literally just got here off of the MBTA. I was at work for most of this.
Do you have a story to tell us?
Oh, yeah.
A slight story. So I like, for those who don't know, who are listening in from far away, this is towards the end of the Red Line, and I work at the other end of the Red Line, 13 stops away in Fields Corner.
How lucky.
Yeah, how very lucky. As soon as I get into the first car, it's just entirely no air conditioning, power's off in the car. I handle it for a single stop. We are halted on standby for 5 minutes at JFK because they want people to vacate that car and go to another one. The one I go to, the lights are off, but the AC still works.
Jeez.
And then it stops about four more times, and two of those times were right outside of Davis, like literally pulling into Davis. It
halted
for 5 minutes, and I missed my
bus
over here.
Are you serious?
So then cut to me like just looking at Google because like my phone's about to die. I'm terrible at planning. And
why don't you carry around like a battery? I mean,
I do normally. It's just I forgot it this morning.
Okay, I was about to be like, did you not get into the Pokemon Go craze last year?
Heck yes, I did.
I did.
This one
so
actually
hard.
Pushed it so
yeah,
hard.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I was stuck in Rochester with no close friends around me and nothing else to do on a university campus.
I'm so sorry that you were stuck at the University of Rochester.
No, I was not stuck at the University of Rochester.
Really?
I was stuck at RIT.
Oh, okay, you were stuck at RIT. Okay.
Yeah, there were some decent people around
RIT's
there.
RIT's at least better than University of Rochester. Don't at me. Essentially, I ended up looking at my phone, like, at the transit app, just, sure, the next bus will be here in 5 minutes. This is fine. That changes to 15, and I'm like, I'm going to walk over here. And I didn't actually run. I just sped walk.
Yeah.
So, that's the way to do everything in Boston.
Yeah,
yeah.
Power walk everything.
Yeah.
And it like Google's like, it'll take you 20 minutes. Took me 10.
Yeah, no, Google, I mean, you can always hit, I mean, usually half plus epsilon of Google's time. It's
epsilon.
You're telling me math terms, and despite the fact that I have an audio engineering degree, I don't get math.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, you picked up the sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surrounded. help me.
You're surrounded by Canadians.
Surrounded.
Shut up.
I can't believe I'm going to be murdered with kindness on air.
I'm practicing my Canadian in advance. Okay, no. So
murdered with politeness.
So this happened. I was in Canada for a week. I went to visit my future grad school and went to a con. So anyway, what happened is by the end of the weekend, I'd somehow, without noticing it, picked up a Canadian accent to the point where everyone was asking me where in Canada I was from. It quickly dropped because the next week I went to Texas.
That would do it. That would do it.
Sorry, y'all.
But I never lost sorry. I somehow just did not lose that after coming back from Canada.
Yeah, so I don't know how well it's coming over the air, but like I studied at the University of Toronto for 2 years for grad school, and I came back here with a pretty thick Canadian accent.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
But essentially, I'm from this area. Like, my folks are from Attleboro. I grew up coming into the city constantly. I lived here for a few years before grad school. And afterwards, I did not pick up a Boston accent during my entire time here, but I grew up around people with a Boston accent.
Yeah.
I go to Toronto. I come home, I have picked up the heaviest accent, and everybody's calling me out on it, because it's just like...
And you're just like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but why? And I explain it as, when I lived here, I was a shut-in. I didn't leave the house.
Relatable.
And when I was in Toronto, I had to, like, you know, go to shows to be able to talk to people, be like, hey, can I record your record? And I had to leave the house. That's how I describe it. And I'm purposefully saying house as much as possible.
House.
So let's play some house music.
But words out of my mouth. We do this. Siphon words from each other, and just
We're finishing each other's
sandwiches.
Sorry, I swore on the air.
That's okay. I got you.
You got me.
Unintentionally.
But you finished my sandwich.
Yeah. And it's like we finish
each other's bad jokes.
You
two adorable people.
Yeah, we're dorks.
we're very dorky.
We are
adorkable. But,
yeah. Idiot.
You are doing this over televised radio.
Yeah, thank
we
God.
We're very dumb.
I mean, all of 9 people are listening in right now.
Heteronormativity, I'm calling you out live on air.
This is a call to arms, and we are aiming to destroy heteronormativity in our everyday society.
Heck yeah.
Destroy heteronormativity. Eat tofu.
Destroy the drug war.
True.
There's there's actually a PSA on here that I haven't listened to. It's called Go Vegetarian.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You should listen to it off the air and force me to then listen to it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to put that PSA on, and then we're going to do a critical analysis of it. All right, ready?
Okay. Oh my God.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Set.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
All credibility lost.
Yeah, exactly. So, first off, what part of Maine and or Texas was this accent from? I'm going to guess a combination of somebody who transplanted from Dallas to Portland to Bangor, and then they
Canada.
Then they just, like, live in the ocean now. They live underwater.
And second of all, the bait and switch milkshake duck on that one. Like, yeah. Oh, this is a great message brought to you by PETA. Oh.
Yeah, PETA are awful. And if you really enjoy, just ethical treatment of animals, don't support
problematic
PETA.
Ethical treatment.
Yeah, actually.
Would you care to inform our viewers here?
Yes, PETA actually...
We don't have the time. I'm just kidding. Go on.
We don't have the time.
I said viewers. I mean, in reality, no one's
viewers.
No one's looking at
that guy. Might.
No. you, dork. But in any case, PETA are actually known for a lot of the animals that they rescue from, like, terrible environments, they actually euthanize because they deem them unfit to be either reintegrated into the wild or are unable to be, you know, picked up by a shelter. So PETA is responsible actually for, outside of the meat industry, I believe, for the most euthanization of animals in our society.
Extremely cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Ethical treatment of animals, also known as they're killing them constantly.
Yeah.
If you really just want to, like, support being a vegetarian, because, by the by, I am one. In case that wasn't obvious. Shop local. Like, go to farmers markets. Go to, like, take the time to find a farmer's market. Go support your local farmers. If you do eat meat, again, support local meat. There is a wonderful ethical butcher here in Somerville.
Oh,
actually.
Is there?
Yeah, I forget exactly where they are. I will throw the
I wish I'd
to you
known
later.
This when I was still living here.
I know, but I wish I ate meat so I could buy from them, but luckily both my roommates do, so I will be paying them a visit soon. They also have, cage-free local eggs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, for the same price as, like, the kind that you typically find in the grocery store.
You do eat eggs, right?
Oh, I do eat eggs. Okay. I could not go without eggs or cheese. I like vegan food a lot, but I am physically addicted to cheese because cheese is physically addictive.
I'm also being told that PETA ads in general are fat phobic as F.
Oh, they are. PETA very much pushes a, it's also part of the fact that they have so much Hollywood behind them that they tend to push
body
that
image.
Sort of body image.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
very unhealthy. It was very unhealthy for me when I was starting to become a vegetarian.
Oof.
Oh. Because it was like, oh yeah, I used to weigh 250 pounds. And then it was like, I should go vegetarian. Oh. Clearly, I'm not wanted here.
That's awful.
Problematic.
Welcome to Problematic Hour.
Speaking of farmers markets, did you guys know that there's actually a farmers market like a 5-minute walk from your house during the fall?
Didn't we go to it?
Did we?
No, because no. And you
that was the flea market.
You probably haven't because it's not running right now.
Yeah,
and
there's a flea market that runs.
Chris, I'm a time traveler. How did you not know this? By the way, tell your future self, don't get that egg salad sandwich.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. It actually happens on Tufts campus.
Oh, awesome.
You know that campus center building showed you? Like,
I'm tired and I forgot. So
the one that we walked into and there was a coffee shop.
Oh yes, then, now I remember.
Yeah. There's a farmer's market that goes in front of that. Like I have a feeling it's like Wednesday noon during the fall. So like perfect for students and the fun employed.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait for that because my contract only lasts 3 months.
You're not? Oh shit! It's not.
Anyway,
I will be fun employed come September, but that also means that I am open for audio engineering work. Please hire me. Please hire me. Please hire me. Please
same,
hire me.
Same.
I think MFO might be looking for ops people, but like it's a volunteer basis.
It's a volunteer basis, but here's the thing. I already support what y'all do. So like if it's not high commitment, like it's not expect. Not,
it's as
like,
much as you want. I mean,
forget
like you can
pay me.
Like
yeah.
It's
the only it's like if I support what somebody's doing and it's not a huge time commitment, that's when I support doing a volunteer role. It's not like the internship I interviewed for today that wanted 60 hours a week from
for
me.
Exposure.
For
oh,
exposure.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, this is put as much as you want in, honestly. So, I mean, like an hour or two a week even would be much appreciated. And probably you have more experience than anyone on our ops team here, so.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can hook you up with them. I'll send you links later.
Send me a link. Send it.
I actually have a picture.
You have a picture? Save the whale. Oh.
What is this?
It's a PETA ad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's
no.
That's real bad.
What?
That's, Wait, what? Just be glad that you're listening to the radio, folks, and not currently able to, like, look at the periscope of us doing this. We're not periscoping.
We're not.
There should be a webcam inside here.
I was on radio when I was in Pennsylvania, WCLH in Wilkes-Barre. We had a webcam. I mean, it was a glorious, like, 2 frames a second or something like that, but it was a webcam.
I love old webcams.
It was like a quote like security thing, but I was like, hey, watch me like dance around, watch me hop around, watch me be an idiot.
I mean, 2 frames a second is pretty perfect if your music's 120 BPM.
That's fair. That's very fair.
You get more. I
mean, especially if you can somehow get it to like actually
sync?
Time up.
No, never.
Never.
Might be less than that. It was basically like picture, 5 seconds, picture, 5 seconds.
I love.
It was barely a webcam.
12 BPM music.
And I love anime.
Anime! All right. We should probably throw 1 or 2 more tracks on before we're out for the evening.
That's a good idea.
All right. Got any suggestions from your list?
Yeah. Just start reading me titles and I'll be like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because I can't see over there.
Yeah, you can't.
You
can't
also
see.
Just can't see in general.
No, shut up.
You're blind.
Okay, we played that. Starship Nova, Outrun the Universe.
Ooh, yeah. Oxide.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Play some Oxide. Yeah.
Please.
We are going to do that.
Some atmospheric chiptune stuff by Oxide. Good friend of mine. He's big in the chiptune scene. I keep seeing him at 8 Static and Magfest. And he's a cool dude with some legendary hair. And some like Moog synthesizers.
Why,
and, like,
why? What's their hair like?
You'll see.
It's powerful. It's extremely powerful.
It's anime as all get out.
He's very anime.
Oh boy.
Anyway, Oxide is really good, and this track is called
Starship Nova, Outrun the Universe. Enjoy. We'll be right back. That was Starship Nova. Last one. No.
Starship Nova.
Starship Nova, Outrun the Universe. There we go. By Oxide, off the Omnia original soundtrack.
Yeah.
So we're coming to an end. We got about 5 minutes left. We're going to chill for like 3 more minutes and then probably play one last one to close out the evening.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
So what have you guys thought of the station?
I have been here for about 20 minutes and already love it. So
it's a really chill place to be, honestly.
It is.
The graffiti is, I mean, the graffiti is a thing that has, single thing that has continually amazed me over the years. It keeps getting added. In fact, like, I was freaking out at that back wall over there because that was not painted 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it just keeps going up, and later I want to take you through the bathrooms as well.
Oh my God, please. Yeah,
the graffiti there is really good. I once in a while, I just go up on, go up there, take a few choice photos, and then post them on Twitter, and I have an amazing amount of material just from that.
That's excellent.
Yes. This is a good place. You guys should be here more often.
Yeah.
We live right down the road, so...
You guys would be an asset here, and I think I will almost certainly have you guys on sometime again before... Sometime again before I take off to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically switching places.
Yeah,
we are. which I find hilarious. No, I'm gonna be even closer to Modest as a thing.
We're gonna be like,
Waterloo is a 10-15 minute drive from Kitchener, but like I might not even be that far because
They live right on the edge of Kitchener. They live in Waterloo. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking to team up with someone else to stay in downtown Kitchener, so we won't even be that far, honestly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That'll be a lot of fun, I think. I'm definitely looking forward to that and looking forward to hanging out more with you guys.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Let's both be on this show again soon.
Yes,
very much down.
When I'm back in a month.
Yeah, and depending on what our schedule looks like, but yeah.
I mean, I'm up here every Thursday for this. Until every Thursday until I'm not.
Yeah.
That's the only way to say it, really.
It's a good schedule policy.
Yeah, I mean, through end of August, anyway. I think September 1st is my move date, which I don't want to do, but, I mean, the summer must come to an end.
Unfortunately, best of luck with getting out of the city during that day.
Oh, I'm probably going to leave the day before because it's probably going to be a 2-day road trip. Because if Canada stops me, then it's going to take forever.
That's true. Canada will probably stop you at the border. They stop me at the border because that's how you get your visa.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, we're closing out for the night. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Hey, it's been great. It's been fun. Glad I can get my music up there. It's been fun.
This is Chris Sy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Toss Freeform Radio. We have one more for you tonight. This is Werewolf Howls from the Sound Voltec soundtrack. Enjoy.